I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So on God's calendar, during different seasons of the year, he has some just built-in reminders. You can just observe and pay attention to what's going on in the world, and you can see he's got some built-in reminders for us as we go throughout the year. One of the things I want to talk about today is this idea of fresh ears. Fresh ears. We got a new year. We got a fresh start. We got a new beginning here in the year of 2022. We're in January. A reminder of having fresh ears, having our ears tuned into God. But also want to touch on another different angle of this as well. So just last night, I was reading through Leviticus. I was actually doing some Bible scribing in Leviticus. And there was this passage in there talking about when the people would bring their first fruits offering to God, that it needed to be fresh ears of grain or fresh ears of corn. Think about an ear of corn. And for whatever reason, it's talking about an ear of corn or an ear of grain. But just that phrase, fresh ears, just kept seeming to just standing out to me, just kept resonating in my mind for whatever reason. And as I began to press in, I began to seek God about this. I said, what are you trying to show us here? And what I want to touch on is a few things on this today, which is we've been talking about the last week or so. We've been talking about understanding grace. We've been talking about cherishing people and combining these two things together, this understanding of God's grace and cherishing people. And so what this is really about, I think, this idea of fresh ears, is God's called us to a new standard in our life. He's called us to a new standard in our life, which is this. God has gotten to this place where in his grace, he does continually good for us. He cherishes us as the apple of his eye. He's doing continually good for us. It means when we miss it, when we fall short, when we do things that would irritate him or aggravate him or whatever it may be, he just keeps doing good. He cherishes us. He goes on the offensive and he keeps doing good for us all the time. His ear is open to our prayers. He listens to us with fresh ears where he's let go of the past. He's rolled away the past. He's got fresh ears as he listens to us every day. And then we have to make this the new standard in our life where we begin to walk in this with other people. No more snapping at people, no more retaliating at people, no more withdrawing our presence or avoiding them or giving them the silent treatment. The new standard is grace. The new standard is you continually look to do good. You continually look to be a blessing to them, no matter what they do to you. Now, it's interesting. There's some studies done. I talk about it in my books, The Miracle Year and The Eighth Day, about dropping people off in the middle of a forest, the middle of the wilderness, with no navigation tools and things like that. And the natural tendency for people, when you drop them off in the middle of nowhere, is that they go in circles. Without even knowing it, they make biased decisions that favor one side more than the other, and they just end up walking in circles. And you end up in these vicious cycles in life. If we don't have a standard to navigate with, the natural tendency is for us to go in circles. And especially, I talked about when they would encounter obstacles, things that they had to go around or go through, that those obstacles would cause them to start going in circles. So we see this in life. Often we get into these vicious cycles. Maybe you get into a vicious cycle in a relationship or with another person, and you get into these vicious cycles, and they just keep going and going. The only way to get out of them, the only way to go forward and to move forward out of them, is to implement this new standard, I believe, of cherishing. The new standard of cherishing. And cherishing is a matter of the heart. Cherishing is a decision that you make in the heart. Once you cherish in the heart, you make that decision. I'm going to cherish them. I'm just going to continually do good. Even if I feel like they're wronging me, I'm just going to continue to do good all the time. And then I was seeking God about this. How do we truly implement this? How do we truly cherish people from the heart? And I feel like he brought it back to this, fresh ears. Are you having fresh ears when you're interacting with people? To cherish them means to go into every conversation that you have with fresh ears. To cherish means you go into every conversation with fresh ears, where you're letting go of the past and you're listening intently and presently to understand. You're listening to develop that understanding. Because once you understand, it's very easy to know what to do to cherish. Because as you listen and you truly listen to understand, you'll see opportunities. You'll see windows of opportunities to do good and to be a blessing. But you have to approach it with fresh ears. And this is the path out. This is the way to stop going in circles. Now, we need fresh ears in our relationship with God. God's got fresh ears for us. We need fresh ears in our relationship with Him, where we're continually learning and growing and hearing what He's telling us today. We need fresh ears in our relationships with all the other people in our lives as well. But we're going to take communion over this today, over this upcoming week, asking for God's help with this today. So Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for you having you in our lives. We thank you for this grace that you've given us and that you cherish us as the apple of your eye. And we're asking for your help today to help us to cherish you, to help us to cherish other people the way that you've done for us, and to give us these fresh ears, ears that hear. Those that have ears to hear will be given more. So Father, we thank you for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. He's given you this grace. He cherishes you as the apple of his eye. He's got fresh ears for you. He's attentive to your prayer. His ears are always open to the prayers of the righteous. And if you're in Christ, then you are righteous. So Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. You can have this covenant relationship with God. Now, but as you experience this cherishing that God has for you, letting that flow through you to other people, just helps you to know him better, to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness that much more. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So our next step, start implementing this. Get started. Just make it very simple. Start staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And then in your interactions with people, get started today. How can you listen with fresh ears today? I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.